This is the time of year many people look forward to, when the snow goes away and they can get outside and prepare their gardens for the coming growing season. Many also have been working to get ready to plant seedlings they've been nurturing indoors during the winter. But there's another way to get those flowers and vegetables ready for spring, and that's by planting them outdoors. It's called winter seed sowing, and our guest on this week's Issues of the Environment says it's a great way to give your garden a head start. She's written a book about it called Fun with Winter Seed Sowing. She's a master gardener and instructor at Washtenaw Community College. Monica Miller, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Clark. I'm glad to be here.
So if I want to try, well, you know, farmers have been doing this forever. They plant crops in the cold ground of fall and they stay there all winter. If I want to try winter seed sowing, when do I start and what are some of the steps I need to follow? Give us a little background on this.
Well, first of all, let me give you an overview of what winter seed sowing is. And it's a way to mimic Mother Nature to start seeds outdoors in winter in Michigan. Unlike farmers who direct sow into fields, we add a little bit of control to it. So we sow seeds in containers with top and bottom holes so moisture can get in and out anytime between late December and early March. The seeds don't germinate until later in the year, like mid-March to May. They just wait dormant in the soil until the weather warms and the temperatures are right for that particular seed to sprout. So winter seed sowing kind of combines the benefits of indoor sowing and direct or outdoor sowing because you have control over where the plants come up, but you rely on Mother Nature for watering and light.
Well, you've answered when I should start this. So you said late winter through early March?
Like late December.
Late December through early March.
Michigan.
Okay, let's get down to the nitty-gritty then. What steps do I need to follow? I know what I need to do to start a seedling inside. And if I neglect it, I know what happens. That might be an advantage to sowing them outside. What are the things you need to do?
Well, to sow outside, you need to find any kind of container that will hold at least 2 inches of soil mix and will have top and bottom ventilation or holes. You can use everyday kind of objects like milk jugs, juice jugs, yogurt containers, cottage cheese containers. You just have to modify the lid so some light can get in. And for the cottage cheese containers, we cut out the middle of the circle and replace it with plastic and then snap it back on with the outer circle. And with milk jugs, since they already have a hole on top, all we need to do is drill holes into the bottom.
And after that, what's next?
Well, there's detailed instructions on my website, www.thegardenfairy.com, and fairy is F-A-E-R-I-E. But basically, you can put the soil directly into your container, or you can use what we call subcontainers, like core or peat pots, or newspaper pots, or even smaller yogurt containers. It's just everything that you put inside a bigger container needs to either be permeable so moisture can go through it, or you also have to drill holes in the bottom. And then you just put in at least the 2 inches of a soil mix. And the mix is really important. Like the normal seed starting mix you would use for indoor sowing, labeled seed starter mix, is too light and fluffy. And if you want to be cheap, as I often am, and you go and buy a big old bag of topsoil for $2 at the local store, that type of soil is too heavy, and it will compress, and nothing will grow but weeds. So you really need a soil mix, and the mix just means it has both soil in it, like actual soil or compost, and soil-less ingredients like peat or vermiculite or perlite that kind of adds some fluffiness and air to the soil.
So you put these on top of the ground? You put them in the ground?
Once you have the containers planted and sealed back up, you can set them outside, like I said, anytime between late December and early March, out in the open where the rain and snow can get in, because that's going to be how you water it instead of you watering it, although you might have to add extra water later. So it can't be in a garage. It can't be under an overhang. It has to be out in the open. And it can be on the ground, on soil, on concrete, on grass, on a shelf, on your deck, anywhere that you can keep an eye on it.
Well, what are some of the advantages of winter seed sowing over doing the indoor startup?
Well, I know a lot of people do enjoy indoor seed starting, and I was one of them too. But for me personally, I don't have a lot of space indoors, and I do have a lot of room outdoors. And I don't like to personally, I keep my house at embarrassingly cold temperatures, and so I don't want to pay extra money for grow lights. I don't want to plug in a heat mat. And also with indoor seed starting, you're forcing the seeds by adding artificial conditions to come up more quickly than it normally would on its own schedule because you're introducing extra light and extra heat. So sometimes they can grow kind of scraggly, reaching for the light, and then people put on their fan to provide a buffer so it doesn't grow as tall. And if you're lazy as I am, I don't have to worry about any of that outside because the plants will grow when it naturally warms up to their temperature and when they naturally get enough light for their specific conditions.
Well, I'm really liking that. Well, are there certain types of vegetables, fruits, or flowers that are better for winter seed sowing than others?
No. The important thing to realize is even though a plant its foliage might not survive winter here. Like a tomato isn't going to survive over the winter here. A petunia isn't going to survive over the winter because their foliage will die. But the seeds of most plants will not die and can withstand the cold temperatures. So you can sow annuals, perennials, herbs, biennials, woodies, like I've grown a rose, any kind of things. They don't have to be cold weather crops. So I've grown tomatoes, beets, corn, beans, peas, all kinds of flowers, pretty much everything except tropical plants. So if you want to grow your own coffee or chocolate, you can't through winter seed sowing. Because tropical plants, their seeds will die.
Okay. Well, when is it not advisable to try winter seed sowing?
Well, if you have kind of a larger area of things that you want all the same thing in, like, for example, I have a strip near my driveway where I grow zinnia and marigolds. And winter seed sowing, like indoor sowing, you have control over where the plants come up. But I'd also have to then transplant like 30 individual plugs, which I don't want to do. So if you have a larger area that you just want to broadcast sow or put the seeds directly on the ground, that makes sense for that. And obviously, if you're a farmer and you're growing really huge crops, you want to do it in the ground because, again, you're not going to be one of taking your three or four seedlings per container and having 50,000 milk jugs and then transplanting everything. But for the home gardener, it's an easy, cost-effective way to start seeds.
Monica Miller is a master gardener and instructor at Washtenaw Community College. Her book is called Fun with Winter Seed Sowing. This has been Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature on 89.1 WEMU in cooperation with the Department of Environmental Health at Washtenaw County.